a Lyle Neal. Lyle Neal, hi, welcome to Radio Popolare.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Lyle Neal è una bravissima musicista americana, una cantautrice americana originaria della Virginia, poi magari ci racconterà anche tutti i suoi viaggi che l'hanno in un qualche modo riportata in Virginia dopo alcuni anni. Voglio chiedere subito a Lyle come sta e ovviamente come sta andando questo suo tour italiano. Ok, Lyle, we were wondering how are you and how is this Italian tour going so far for you?
I'm great. This is just the second day of our tour here. So we'd gotten into town to Rome a few days ago. So still kind of adjusting to the Italian time.
Jet lag. Sì, è stata a Roma ieri, un concerto a Roma, è appena arrivata, questa è la sua seconda data in Italia, quindi ancora si sta così ambientando. So, Lyle, how is it your show live compare, of course, to the record? I'm sure there's a stripped version of, even like musically, of the record that is very rich. And we were curious to know how is the performance live compare to the record, that it's wonderful altogether, Stranger, and what the listeners can expect from you, especially tonight that you're playing in Milan and Circolo Arcibellezza. Le ho chiesto innanzitutto come sarà il live, perché insomma è probabilmente piuttosto diverso dalla versione su disco, e quindi di raccontarci un po' alcune anticipazioni di quello che potrete vedere questa sera.
It's actually not too different than the record, because Guy Blakeslee, who produces it, is also playing with me live, and he's kind of able to create these lush backgrounds, backdrops for the songs. So hopefully I think it compares pretty well to the album. It's missing a little bit maybe, but mostly we try to kind of make it feel that way.
Sì, sarà abbastanza simile a quello che potete ascoltare del disco, perché il produttore è proprio qui con lei e suonerà, insomma, creerà quelle atmosfere che sono parte ovviamente dell'anima di questo album. E quindi magari prima di chiederle altre domande, direi proprio di ascoltare la prima canzone da Lyle, perché vogliamo proprio sentire quello che in qualche modo potrete sentire questa sera. So before asking you more questions about your music and many other things, we would like to ask you for the first song. Which song are you going to play for us today?
Yeah, so I just have my Omnichord with me now. So.
Oh yeah, can you please describe that wonderful instrument?
Yes, it's an instrument that was built in the 1980s, and it's kind of designed after an auto harp, which is an older instrument. But I just hold down chords, and there's a strum plate, and so it kind of creates these lush organ-like sounds, but I'm a little limited in the songs I can choose, but I'm gonna play a song called Sleep Through the Long Night.
Sleep Through the Long Night, con l'Omnichord, che è questo strumento che sta suonando, originario del 1900, insomma degli anni 80, è una specie di arpa elettronica, e sentirete che meraviglioso suono viene fuori da Lyle Neal.
Stale as the daylight in photos of still lives, and grave as the bread that was left with no twist tie. My eye is the smooth side of magazine advertisements. I want what I can't buy, I buy any true lie. I lie with my hands tied and try to sleep at night. Lay me to bed under canopy tree lines, my mind is a jungle of sirens and stoplights. The traffic is static, no station to heaven. I'm heavy as plastic in the belly tick. I want what I can't find. I find what I can't hide. I hide until it's time to sleep through the long night.
Wonderful, Lel Neal, thank
wow.
you. Allora, dobbiamo descrivere ovviamente
sì.
un po'. I'm going to describe a little bit what you were doing while you were singing, of course, and playing your instrument. Sì, questo è uno strumento che si ovviamente si suona con due mani, una
sì.
mano sta fluttuando fondamentalmente
esatto.
su vari tasti, è davvero molto affascinante. Dario, vogliamo chiedere
sì.
qualcosa del disco, vero?
Io sono rimasto molto colpito appunto dal sound di Lyle, che in realtà arriva chiaramente anche dai dischi precedenti, però ho trovato che in questo caso insomma sia ancora più efficace, personale, mettendo insieme tutti questi elementi che vanno dal folk al dream pop al kraut. Partono ogni tanto delle drum machine, se sentite appunto questo nuovo album Altogether Stranger. E volevo chiedere appunto a Lyle un po' come è arrivata a questa formula. So Lyle, talking about your sound, I think record after record your sound is more and more interesting and even personal in the way you put together, yes, folk, dream pop, kraut, lo-fi with other ingredients. Can you tell us something about how you shape this sound?
Well, it's all very intuitive, I guess. I don't think too much about it. I guess kind of the mastermind behind the sound is Guy Blakeslee, who produces the album. So I just write the songs, and a lot of the sound is informed just by the instruments I write on. So the Omnichord with a drum machine definitely makes the sound a certain way automatically. But then the other kind of added elements are Guy's contribution, and he uses Mellotron and uses the guitar in kind of unique ways. And so yeah, it's our collaboration kind of that makes the album sound mm-hmm. the way they do.
Beh, Lyle okay. dà molto credito al produttore sì. Guy, che appunto è un po' il pensiero che sta dietro al suono di questo disco. Lei si limita, diciamo, tra virgolette, a scrivere le canzoni con la chitarra, e poi Guy inserisce vari elementi. Ad esempio, lui ha un modo molto particolare di suonare la chitarra, c'è il Mellotron, ma anche lo stesso strumento che sta usando, l'Omnichord. Insomma, ha comunque risulta un suono molto particolare se ambientato con una drum machine. Quindi diciamo che è un po' intuitivo mm-hmm. il modo in cui arrivano a questo suono, in cui lei è arrivata insomma alla fine al suono di questo disco. This is your third album with Sub Pop, which is this legendary label. And I was wondering how it is to work with them, if you feel like part of a very cool and important part of music history in the world, not only in America.
Yes, it definitely was a dream come true that they were the ones that wanted to excuse me, that they were the ones that wanted to put out my record. I kind of couldn't have imagined a more kind of a bigger honor, and they're just wonderful as an institution, but also just each of the people that works there are just exceptionally kind and really care about each artist that they have. I get a really strong kind of familial feeling from them.
Sicuramente un sogno diventato realtà, questo ci dice Nal, quello di lavorare con la Sub Pop, un onore, ma in generale sono, oltre a essere fantastica come istituzione la Sub Pop, sono anche fantastiche le singole persone che lavorano con gli artisti. Ogni artista è ascoltato ed è valorizzato, e insomma si sente parte di una sorta di famiglia in qualche modo a far parte della Sub Pop. Ok, we really love to listen to another song, which is going to be?
Yes, I'm going to play a song from the first record that came out with Sub Pop called Every Star Shivers in the Dark.
Thank you.
Every star shivers in the dark. I've been shooting with a heavy, heavy heart. Talking to losers at the stadium, telling them it's alright, let's have some fun. Why can't I have some fun? Why can't I have some fun? Shaping the clay in the dark pre-dawn. God made man to love someone. Why can't I love someone? Why can't I love someone? Machine. I work in service too, so I feel for you. I work in service too. Alameda Street Side Prison Tower. A man pressed his hands on the window. I waved a little while. I waved a little while. I waved a little while. The shape of your face in the dark pre-dawn. All I wanna do is love someone. Why can't I love someone? Why can't I love someone?
Wonderful We're really fascinated by the way you're playing this instrument. I'm gonna just explain to the listeners. Sì, sì, è veramente affascinante vederla suonare questo.
Incanta.
Questo strumento, perché io personalmente non l'avevo mai visto l'omnicord, e sembra quasi un incontro tra il digitale e l'analogico. Volevo proprio chiedere a questo a Lyle. It's been really fascinating to watch you playing this instrument, the omnicord, and it seems to me like a kind of a union, perfect, like digital meet analogic, because you're playing a lot with your hands. You're not just pressing some, you know, you're moving your hands in a way that probably gives an intensity to the sound. So I'm curious to know your take on that. Is it like it feels like more analogic or digital, or maybe both?
Well, it's exactly kind of the exact combination of both. I always say that anyone could play it, a child could play it,
wow.
And they could, but there is a little bit of like nuance to the way, because there's a strum plate that creates that kind of arpeggiated sound, and yeah, there's a little bit of nuance to how to play that part of it, but it feels analog because I'm moving and I can move with the sound and stuff, and I'm also pushing the different buttons to get different chords, so I'm playing it in a sense, but it also kind of plays itself.
Beh, sicuramente Lyle è un po' troppo modesta, dice tutti potrebbero suonare questo strumento, non credo, proprio come lei. Allora sì, sicuramente è sia analogico che digitale, c'è comunque sicuramente il premere dei tasti, ma anche dare un'intensità diversa a seconda di quanto si preme un tasto, di quanto si muove la mano in questa specie di tavolozza,
a
destra e a sinistra, davvero molto bello, andatela a vedere questa sera a Circolarci Bellezza, perché è molto affascinante. Però certamente a lei la sente comunque sicuramente anche come uno strumento analogico e non solo digitale. Dario, io volevo chiedere, abbiamo in questi giorni, in questi mesi, ascoltato tantissime donne da tutte le parti del mondo nella musica, e sembra un momento davvero molto bello questo per le donne. Volevo chiedere anche a lei rispetto a questo quale sensazione ha. Ok, one last question before giving the appointment for tonight, the meeting for tonight for your concert. In this last year or two, especially working at the radio, I realized we're playing more and more women, more and more female songwriters, and I've been working at the radio since the late 90s, and it's been a shift in my perspective on the quantity of women in music and the level, the quality too. You know, of course, one of the women that we played in this last couple of years. And I was just curious about your opinion on that, if you have opinions, and if you see like more attention and more curiosity and maybe some walls just falling down on the opportunities for women in music.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that that's true as things progress in society. I guess I kind of always felt like I just wanted to be treated like one of the guys, you know, and didn't want it to ever be about being a girl. And so, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's important to give girls opportunities, but I also feel like that's it's like the quality of music speaks for itself, kind of, and it doesn't really matter if you're a girl or a boy. But I'm sure that it's all for the best, that things are opening up for everyone.
Sì, lei ha detto che in realtà lei vuole sempre essere una dei ragazzi, nel senso che per lei non è tanto importante il fatto di essere una donna, è importante la qualità appunto della musica che fa. Certamente è indubbio il fatto che ci sia stato un cambiamento, come lo è stato nella società, lo stesso è nella musica, è certamente una cosa positiva. Detto questo, la sua concentrazione più sulla qualità della musica a prescindere. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a real pleasure also discovering this instrument with you. And Lyle Neal, you'll be in Milan tonight at Circolo Arcibellezza. So we're going to repeat to the listeners, stasera Lyle Neal sarà al Circolo Arcibellezza. Mi raccomando, andatela a vedere. So we're really, really love to hear a last song from you. And which is it going to be?
Yes, thank you so much for having me here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The last song I'm going to play is another one from my first album called Acquainted with Night, and the song is one that I often play at the end of the show, and it's called How Far Is It to the Grave?
Thank you so much again, Lyle Neal. Thank you.
How far is it to the grave? The child looked up from his play. It must be far away, away. It must be far away. And how far is it to the grave? The lover looked up with a smile. To his own true love he lied. It must be many, a many a mile. It must be many a mile. How far is it to the grave? The banker looked up from his ledger. The balance says a little longer. I haven't bought the things I long for. I need a little longer. I need a little longer. How far is it to the grave? The master said to his slave, I hope it won't be long, said he. In life I am dead, in death I'll be free. I hope it won't be long for me. How far is it to the end? It's only a life, dear friend, dear friend. It's only a life, dear friend, dear friend. It's only